Ahead and again, welcome everyone tonight. I'm just going to read a few verses here real quick. I just want to read our theme verse, if you will. Of course, it's been the theme verses of our whole year from the very start of January, for those who are members here of Faith Baptist Church. But let me just read a few verses here in Matthew chapter 9, verses 36, 37, 38. Very familiar verses. The Bible says, "But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep, having no shepherd." I want us this weekend to capture the vision of Christ. I know that, of course, Jesus is God, and he saw the multitudes, of course, the Bible says here. But I hope that we'll go ahead and capture the vision that he saw. Here he was. He saw the multitudes. He was moved with compassion. Boy, I hope that through the preaching of the Word of God, these men of God this weekend, I hope through the music that you hear, that you allow this, again, not to be just another conference, not to just take a few days and I kind of fulfilled my duty. I hope that you'll go ahead and you latch a hold of what the Holy Spirit would want to do in your heart this week. And I hope you came prepared. And I hope that you'll go ahead and you look at the vision, have a vision for the lost all around us. He saw the multitudes. He was moved. When he saw the multitudes, he was moved. Why? Because they were they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Let me just say this: our world is like that tonight. Our world has are like sheep having no shepherd. And what we need tonight is some Christian people. We need some soul winners tonight that'll rise up and get a vision of the lost and dying world. Maybe it might be your neighbor. It may be a co-worker. It may be somebody that God is just want to impress upon your heart to go lead them to Christ. Then saith he unto his disciples, "The harvest truly is plenteous." See the vision of Jesus, but the laborers are few. This is the problem right here. The harvest is plenteous. There's much to do, church, not just here domestically, though I think if we're not careful, we can forget about our backyard, and we don't want to do that. We need to be busy in Carver. We need to be busy in Plymouth. We need to go ahead and be spreading the gospel all around. But you know what? Four and two. There's a need out there. I was talking with Steve coming in today, and we were just talking about how a lot of us today, we're just getting bogged down with beating each other up. And the truth of the matter is we're not seeing the big picture. And the big picture is simply the fact that there's a world dying, going to hell. And church, listen, I want you to open your heart this weekend. I hope that you came tonight. And to come on a Friday night, boy, that's a big venture. You know, but I hope that you'll come tonight and you'll open up your heart to the preaching. And I hope that you'll go ahead and absorb everything. And I hope that you'll look at missions differently. I hope that you'll look at the world around you differently this weekend. And pray, therefore, this is our duty. Pray, therefore, the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. You know, it might be that God is going to reveal to you something this weekend. Maybe as far as you, trying to reveal to you, as far as you going ahead and being a soul winner. Maybe stepping up, if you will, and carrying tracks with you and capturing the vision, if you will, of the lost. It might be that he's going to go ahead and do that. And this weekend, I ask you, church, to go ahead and just open your heart. Open your heart to the preaching. We brought in these men, and I'm so thrilled to hear these men all weekend long. I'm excited to hear what they have to say as far as the missions program, about their work, and I hear what the Word of God has to say and so forth. I'm looking so forward to that. But church, I'm pleading with you this weekend. Get a vision. Let's get a vision like Jesus got. Let's realize that there's a world dying, going to hell. And may we go ahead and focus in upon that world. And please, church, just don't let this weekend pass by without, it's just another weekend. No, don't let it be that way. Boy, I hope you come and you challenge this weekend. And I hope that you'll see the big picture here. See that there is a world that needs Jesus Christ. Right now, we have a special. I'm so excited to hear this special here. And Miss Claire Gibson, would you come on up here and sing?